Sabbath day is the day of the Lord. And Sabbath, in other translation, is Sabado. And Sabado is Saturday, the last day of the week. So therefore, the Sabbath day is the seventh day. It is Saturday. And according to the Ten Commandments, keep holy the Sabbath day, the day of the Lord. And it is Saturday, according to Moses. And why the Catholic Church is celebrating the day of the Lord on Sunday, not on Saturday. So other religion, especially the Seventh-day Adventist, and we call it Sabadista because of Sabado, Saturday, they claim that they are the right followers of God because they are following the commandments. The day of the Lord is Saturday or the Sabado, and it is Sabbath. So why, again, my question is, why we Catholics are celebrating the day of the Lord on the first day of the week, and it is Sunday? Brothers and sisters, our responsorial psalm. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad on it. This is the day that the Lord has made. And that day is referring to the resurrection. So the day of the Lord is the resurrection, the day when Jesus was raised to life. The old law of Moses, remember, that the author of the Genesis is Moses. So Moses, we meet Moses on the Exodus, not on the part of the Genesis. And the first part of Genesis is not historical. It's not historical. The story of the seventh day of creation is not historical. It is only symbolical. So we cannot say that it's really the seventh day is Saturday or the Sabbath day, because we cannot say that God rests on the seventh day. This is only a symbolical made by Moses. So that is not historical. The Saturday as the Sabbath day is not historical. But the resurrection is historical. It has really happened. Many people witness it. And it is stated in our gospel, we heard it from the gospel, that even Jesus proclaimed during the day of his resurrection, "This is the day of my Father. The resurrection is the day of the Lord." Therefore, someday, according to the gospel, we will say, "What is the day of the Lord?" So we heard it in responsorial psalm. "This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad on it." And it is referring to the resurrection. So what day is that? According to John chapter 20, verse 1, it is the first day of the week, early in the morning. It is Sunday. John chapter 20, verse 19 also say, early on the first day of the week. And Luke chapter 16, verse 1, they say, he said, after the Sabbath. So after the Sabbath, on the next day after the Sabbath, so he's referring to the first day. It is Sunday. And in verse 18, it is really clear that St. Luke stated the word Sunday. It is Sunday. And Matthew chapter 28, verse 1, Matthew said, after the Sabbath, a Sunday was dawning. After the Sabbath, so after the seventh day, which is the Sabbath, as the day dawning early in the morning on Sunday. And Mark, so according to the four evangelists, Mark chapter 16, verse 1, after the Sabbath was over, very early on Sunday morning, so it is more clear in St. Mark, he said, after the Sabbath, very early on Sunday morning, the first day of the week, so it is Sunday. So the Sabbath, the day of the Lord, is Sunday. It could be up to the time of Jesus, people were celebrating the Sabbath day as the seventh day, Sabbath on Saturday. But after the resurrection, Jesus put us on a more right path, that the day of the Lord should be the first day and not the last day. So even in the story of creation, the Lord wanted us to offer Him the best. To offer Him the best. It should be the best fruit, the best vegetable, the firstborn. So we should offer always to God the best. So we should not offer to God any leftovers, especially the day of the week. Do not offer the seventh day of the Lord, the seventh day to the Lord. Always offer the very first day to the Lord. That is the idea given to us by Jesus through the resurrection. It is the first day that should be given to the Lord. And that is the big reason why the Catholic having the Sunday as the day of the Lord. It is because of the resurrection. And aside from that, there are so many reasons why we have to celebrate the first day in the resurrection of the Lord. Because the resurrection gives everything about Jesus. Resurrection gives everything on the words, the promises, the miracles, the deeds of Jesus. So we remember 3 days before the resurrection, and we are referring to the Good Friday. We are referring to the death and resurrection of Christ. During the death and crucifixion of Christ that's happened on Good Friday, everything about Jesus was ended. His words, His miracles, His promises, all of them were easily forgotten, even by the disciples who accompanied Him and learned many things from Him for 3 years. For 3 years. The disciples accompanied Jesus, followed Jesus, and learned from Jesus. Jesus taught them so many things for 3 years. But when Jesus died, they forgot everything about Jesus because they were thinking that it is the end of Jesus. But when Jesus was resurrected, everything about Him was put into meaning, as sorrow turned to joy. So imagine, if Jesus did not come back to life, if Jesus did not resurrected, I doubt we don't have a cathedral in this place now. If Jesus did not resurrect, I'm sure there will be no Catholic churches or Christian churches anywhere in the world. No Bible, no Catholic church, no Catholic school, no Christians. But after the resurrection, resurrection gave everything about Jesus. Everything about God, everything about our faith. So let us reflect on these three important meanings from the resurrection. The first, from the resurrection of Jesus, we understand that the crucifixion of our Lord is not really an execution, but rather an offering and a sacrifice. Jesus, our Lord, offered Himself in loving obedience to His Father and for the salvation of human race, for our salvation. So we see, from the resurrection, we learn and we understand that the crucifixion and the death of Jesus is not an execution, but rather an offering of Jesus and His sacrifice for us in loving obedience to His Father. Second, from the resurrection we learn that the death of Jesus is not a defeat, but rather a triumph, a victory, because He overcomes two principal enemies of human race, which are the death and sin. No force, no power, no human can kill Jesus. So we remember Jesus And he said, even you kill me, destroy this body, destroy this temple, and after 3 days, I will raise it up. So no power, no human can kill Jesus. So no space for death for Jesus. And number three, when Jesus was resurrected, we understand that when he lied in the tomb for about 30 to 33 hours, it is not the end, but rather a beginning. For Jesus made death as a passage to a higher and better life, and he has gone before us in death to show us the way through the darkness of the tomb to the brilliant light of resurrection. And this is the beginning of the fullness of life to which we are called in the sacrament of baptism. So when Jesus was resurrected, we understand that when he lied in the tomb for about 30 to 33 hours only. So Jesus lied on the tomb for not exceeding 33 hours. It's less than 2 days. It's less than 2 days. 2 days is 20 to 48 hours. But Jesus only lied in the tomb for about 33 hours. The age of Jesus. He died on 33 years old. But why we are saying that Jesus died in 3 days? Jesus lied on the tomb for 3 days. But if we count on the time, it is only 33 hours. So the counting of time during the time of Jesus is different from now. The counting of time. So the counting of time during the time of Jesus is, we call it the first watch, the second watch, the third watch, and the fourth watch. And what is that watch? It is the shepherd who are watching the field. They make a four groups. They divide the 24 hours into four. 12 to 6, 6 to another 6 hours. So if we see the counting of the time, once you fall on the day, we call it week. So Jesus might die at 6 o'clock on Friday. So they counted the Friday. They counted on the Saturday, because on the whole Saturday, Jesus is in the tomb. And Jesus raised to life at about midnight, 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock. And 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock is already counted on the first watch on the next day. So we have Friday, we have Saturday, and we have Sunday. That's why in history we said Jesus died for 3 days. Jesus lied on the tomb on 3 days. But that is not so important. But the important is that we understand that when he lied in the tomb, it is not the end, but rather a beginning for Jesus. For Jesus made death as a passage to a higher and better life. A simple lesson for us for this resurrection. First, do not be afraid to suffer. Do not be afraid for some execution, because it could be your offering and sacrifice for your family, for the church, and for God. Second, do not be afraid to be defeated, because it could be your triumph and it could be your strength. And the third, do not be afraid to die. Do not be afraid of death, because it could be the beginning of your new life. So those words, do not be afraid, is repeated so many times in the events of the resurrection. The angels, the Jesus, always saying, do not be afraid. Your Lord came back to life. Jesus said to his disciples, do not be afraid. Peace be with you. And Jesus told the women of Jerusalem who are crying, do not be afraid. And the women ran filled with joy, according to our responsorial psalm. This is the day of the Lord. Do not be afraid, be glad and rejoice.